This is Leo Moran from the Saw Doctors, and you're listening to Hooley's Hooley on WSBC 1240 AM.
WSBC, this is the Hooley's Hooley. It's Saturday night. We are live Thursday night at Fitzgerald's, always. Fitzgerald's Roadhouse in Berwyn. Welcome. Yeah, all right.
There it is.
There we go. Bud Kerwin is not here tonight. He's our announcer. He had a little emergency thing to take care of. That was Leo Moran at the top of the show. Our listeners can't hear that, but we'll drop that in later. And our radio listeners heard that. Leo Moran's a pretty big name to have,
Yeah, we met him when he was doing the Leo and Anto thing at the Irish American Heritage Center probably about, a month ago.
Yeah.
And he was so kind to do that for me.
Lead singer of the Saw Doctors. That's just a pretty cool thing. Want to thank my guests last week, St. Stephen's Green. You can check them out on their website and Facebook page, St. Stephen's Green. Have a great show tonight. William Kelly is here. He'll be interviewed in a little bit. And the Chancey brothers are here to entertain the audience.
All right.
Yeah. Boy, I am beat, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you're tired?
Yeah, I'm tired. I got drinking the Red Bull tonight, trying to get my my Jones going here and pep in the step, I guess.
Yeah.
I have a real job now, so I wake up at 6 in the morning every day. And I know.
Isn't that hard?
Yeah, it is hard, to tell you the truth. You know what it is? It's the sitting at the desk all day that gets to me.
Do you do the nod?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the head nod. But what keeps me alive is the fact that I talk to different people all day long, because what I do is I sell merchant processing.
Right.
So it's merchants that have businesses on the World Wide Web that need the ability to take credit cards. And you would not believe some of the people I run into, the businesses they have.
So it keeps it entertaining. It's not like you're sitting over back at Mount Carmel in like a hot room where the old radiators, it's like 100 degrees and you're doing a nod. Yeah.
No, not at all. But people always call it, they're always angry, you know, the people that call me, because they've obviously looking for a change. It's like you get your cable bill in the mail.
Right.
And you go, I'm never doing this again. I'm calling this guy. And then you got to hear their spiel about how they got, you know, effed over, I guess.
Sure.
And then you help them through it. And man, the websites, you know, you can make a buck at anything.
Yeah.
I can't really talk about some of the people that I hate talking
to on
the phone.
You should ask them on the phone if they want to meet you on the near west side and have a Roman candle fight.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I saw that the other day. That's a video that has been trending.
What the heck? You know, I guess it's better than shooting guns, right?
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever shot a Roman candle?
Yes, I have.
Where?
In the backyard in Michigan. I think probably up at Hostie's cottage back then.
I had an experience. I remember being up at Marquette, and that's what this whole the Roman candle fight reminded me of. And me and Tommy O'Brien walking down the street up at Marquette, 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
And I shot a Roman candle. I was holding it in between my crotch.
Yeah.
And it hit a female cop.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And I was lucky I didn't get arrested.
Yeah.
She came over and was like, one more. If I see anything happen, you're going in.
I would have arrested you.
Yeah, I had a few too many pops that night. It was a funny laugh later on. Luckily, she wasn't hurt. But, the Roman candle fight on the near west side, getting all kinds of hits.
Yeah, that was trending all day today. Trending for our audience, I don't know. I think the younger people know what trending means. Trending is when something on the internet is kind of going a little bonkers. For
right, like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner is the big deal. She's trending.
Yeah.
what'd you think of that Vanity Fair thing? That's pretty nice.
You know, She looks like who's the actress that I think she looks like? You thought Glenn Close?
Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, you said Ernest Borgnine.
No, I'm just
kidding.
But
he said Glenn Close. I thought maybe it's gonna come to me in a minute. No, I'll give it some time.
Rene Russo is what I was hearing was one, and it's kind of weird. Like Jessica Lange was
Jessica
the one.
Lange. That's who I thought.
Yeah,
she was.
Everybody went after her.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
And she has to be politically correct if she wants to not, you know, lose her Hollywood career by saying it. So she's like, "That's wonderful," you know. But if somebody calls you up and says, "Hey, you look like a lady," you know, like your response is going to be like, "Oh no." You know,
if somebody said that you looked like a lady?
Yeah, if the Tribune called me up one afternoon and said, "Isn't it crazy how much you look like, you know,
I had a buddy
Paula Abdul?" I'd be like, "No, it's horrible." You know, I can't believe this.
I had a buddy of mine who was on a golf trip this past week, and it was, I guess, apparently when the news broke, the Vanity Fair story broke and everything, and that he was going to be on the, or she was going to be on the cover. They had his buddy turn to him. Now I don't know if they had access to the internet up there, if they weren't watching TV. I think that was just a bunch of guys getting away to do a lot of drinking and playing golf.
Yes.
But he turned to him and he said, "Hey, what do you think of her?" Showed the picture to him, and he went, "She's not bad."
Yeah.
And then they let the cat out of the bag later.
Yeah.
And he wasn't too amused by that.
Hey, I want to remind our audience that you're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie on 1240 AM. The show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. That's a 501c3 organization. Feel free to donate. It is dedicated to preserving the Irish-American culture, Irish-American being the key word,
right?
Through the media and the arts. So if you have a... We have a film festival coming up at the Gene Siskel Film Center this fall,
right?
Called the Irish American Movie Hoolie. A hoolie is a party for those of you who don't who think that we just named it after ourselves.
Yeah, there was a nice write up about it in the Irish Echo too. So if you get online, check out the article on the movie.
Absolutely. Hoolie. So if you are an Irish American and you're involved in the film business, albeit you're an actor or a film director or screenwriter, submit your film. We'd love to take a look at it
right.
and showcase it to the rest of the Irish American community here in Chicago and nationally. You can find out more about the Irish American Movie Hoolie at HibernianTransmedia.org.
Yeah.
Also, to hear archived episodes of this show, The Hoolie's Hoolie, which is sponsored by the great Fitzgeralds in Berwyn, you can check that out on www.freecraic.com, I believe. Is it .com? I can't believe. Is there .net or .org? It seems to be changing.
.com, yes.
.com. So look that up or like us on our Facebook page or write us an email at... HooliesHoolieRadio@gmail.com. Hey, take care of your bartender tonight. A round of applause for our bartender, Isaac. Very important to tip your bartender.
Yeah.
He's the gatekeeper in a room like this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the first week of June, and that means that all the Chicago festivals are kind of kicking underway.
Yeah.
Do you plan on attending any of those?
I haven't been excited about the Taste of Chicago since I was about 15 years old when I knew that Lenny Terrell was going to get us some free booze.
Yeah, but the Taste isn't until July. I mean, there's all the neighborhood festivals, but it got me to thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any good memories about going to any of these festivals as a kid?
I remember going to the Taste of Elmwood Park when I was a kid.
This is what I was hoping for.
Were you hoping for this story?
Uh-huh.
And one of the classier events in Chicagoland, and it had kind of a carny rip to it, you know,
sure.
merry-go-rounds, and reminded me of that scene in Old School where Will Ferrell gets hit with the dart at the kid's birthday party.
This is the second reference you've made on this show about that, yeah.
Yeah, but there's, you know, there's like Shetland pony rides, and then guys who have dart toss contests where you can win a poster of like a half-naked girl or
right.
80s metal hairband or something like that. I do remember that... I did get a poster.
Yeah, this is what
I threw a dart at a poster that had a bunch of young females in like thong bikinis,
right,
bending over in the back seat of like a F-150 Ford pickup truck.
And you brought
it. And all it said was "Haulin' Ass" was the title on it.
Yeah,
that lasted about 6 minutes in the bedroom at home. Mom went home and was horrified.
I can't imagine what
she was
her
horrified
reaction
that somebody would give a 9-year-old kid that poster.
Right. I remember going to I don't know if you were with us, but remember we went up to. Tim Burke's Lake House, and we went up to like a I don't know, what's it like a festival up in New Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I remember we were on, you know, like the wheel that goes really, really fast, and they kind of like lay you down and strap you in.
Yeah, it like sucks you to the side of the wall and spins you around.
It was me, Tim Burke, and Mike Boback on this thing, and I remember they were playing Appetite for Destruction
by Guns N' Roses
on this thing, and you're going like 100 miles an hour, and there was this girl, this woman, obviously. Now, we were like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And there was a girl that was probably about in her mid 30s, and her, you know, her things fell out of her shirt while she was on it. And that was the most entertaining thing for us that we had ever seen at the festival.
Oh, that festival life is
so
fun.
So the festival life, hey, get out there. Check out the Chicago festivals. It's always great people watching, good storytelling.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few. June 6th, there's going to be the Pilsen Food Truck Fest. June 6th and 7th in Pilsen at 18th Street and Allport Street. Andersonville Midsummer Fest, June 12th and 14th. Rib Fest Chicago.
That's a big one now.
Yeah, that's June 12th and 14th. So there's, I don't know if they're...
Irish Fest at the Heritage Center. That'll be second week of July.
Yeah, and our guest tonight, the Chancey Brothers, will be performing there on Sunday night.
That's correct.
So go check them out.
And our other guest, William Kelly, is running to be on the board there.
Sure.
So Vote for him as well. We'll talk to him when we get back after these short messages.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
They don't serve weenies. Go see Big Guy Sausage. See our friend Brendan O'Connor, one of the finer gentlemen.
That's right.
On the... Northwest side here. Great hot dogs, great burgers, late night. Not open at 4 in the morning anymore. They were doing that for a while, but they axed that. So.
He's got kids at home. It's too difficult.
Right. Yeah. Welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli. Tonight I'm joined with William Kelly, who is our next guest. Bill, as I refer to him, is a candidate for the board of the Irish American Heritage Center. For those of who he has been seen on Fox News in some capacity, and he has his own TV production company and has been a candidate in several other races in Chicagoland. He's quite the character. Please welcome to the show, William Kelly. William, how
Thank
are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
It's an honor to be here. I'm happy to be here at Fitzgerald's with you
Thank
guys.
Thank you, William.
Now, you're here to plug something from the Ancient Order of Hibernians, Chicago's Division I, Salute to the Veterans.
Amen.
And that is going to be going on Thursday, July 2nd, from 6 to 11 p.m. At the Irish American Heritage Center, and that's located at 4626 North Knox Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Let's hear a little here. How's the event going to go down?
Well, thank you for having me. The Ancient Order of Hibernians, it's an Irish Catholic fraternal organization.
Sure, of course.
Long history and of taking care of people in need, individuals who have any manner of needs in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we pride ourselves on doing. I've been the president of Division One AOH in Chicago for a couple of years now.
Right.
We did a fundraiser at the Irish American Heritage Center for Natasha McShane.
Sure.
And that we were very proud to do that. And in July 2nd, we're going to be doing a salute to veterans. We have Mark Doyle,
mm-hmm.
who has started a veterans charity called Rags of Honor.
Cool.
And they raise, we're going to help them raise some money. Their goal is to help veterans in transition. Some of these vets, believe it or not, I mean, they've done not one, not two, but three or four tours now,
right.
in Afghanistan, and. And it's really difficult for them to transition back, if you can imagine,
yes.
From spending that amount of time in Afghanistan to being all of a sudden back in Chicago with your family, trying to find work. A very large number of these veterans actually end up homeless.
Yeah,
They have all kinds of... physical and emotional
PTSD,
issues that they, it's
right.
real. I mean, it is
oh,
real.
I had a buddy who had it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we really appreciate Mark Doyle and what he's doing. He's a great guy. We're inviting everyone who is listening to the program tonight to join us at the Irish American Heritage Center on July 2nd. It's a Thursday night. It's a suggested donation of $20.
Right.
It's nothing. And of course we'll have a raffle. We'll have the silent auction. There'll be food, plenty of, if you've been to the Irish American Heritage Center,
sure.
that it's a great venue. If you haven't been there, then you have to go.
Right.
There's plenty of parking, great bar in the Fifth Province.
Now that's what I want to get to actually. The Irish American Heritage Center is something that should be taking off more than it actually is. It needs to find a younger audience at this point, I think. And I understand that you're running for the board, to be on the board there.
I am,
And
sure.
What is your agenda as far as what you think you're going to bring to the table for, jump-starting or
sure.
rebooting the Irish American Heritage Center?
Well, the center is great, okay?
Right.
And the people are great.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I first went to the Irish American Heritage Center, I was there producing a TV show called Upscale Chicago.
I remember it well. For our viewers out there, our listeners out there, Bill had a show called Upscale Chicago. It was on NBC.
Actually on Fox, local Fox, WFLD TV.
All right, I'm sorry about
no problem.
I don't know why. I remember watching it was on like right after Saturday Night Live would air, if I remember correctly. It was in that time slot.
It was definitely in that time slot, that is for sure.
Yeah, and that was a fun show, and you did that. How long did you do that show?
Believe it or not, we did that show for 5 years. Every week for 5 years, we didn't take a single break. I was afraid that if I took a break, they would just replace me.
Yeah.
So I did it every week for 5 years. Emmy Award-winning show. We won an Emmy our first year.
Yep.
We had every celebrity that came to town was on the show. Bono.
Right.
Pam Anderson, Nicolas Cage. Yeah. We were really the first show of its kind.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and now it's being mimicked all over the
exactly
place.
Exactly right. But the real mission of the show was to showcase Chicago people, places, and things. And for me, being an Irish Catholic, obviously that meant the Irish American Heritage Center.
Sure. Sure.
So I walked in the place. I fell in love. I felt welcomed immediately. And I had ended up having my wedding reception at the Heritage Center.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, it's a great place to do that.
I think they have a banquet room called the Aaron Room.
Yeah, they do.
It's absolutely world class. We were one of the first people to actually use it as a wedding reception location.
And now it's real common.
Yeah, we put that on TV, believe it or not. And but you know, like you said, sometimes there's things come in cycles.
Sure.
And there has been, now is the time for a new day again at the Irish American Heritage Center to really bring back that energy and that excitement and that spirit of camaraderie.
I would agree. Yeah. And some of this show is dedicated to that, is trying to find a younger audience.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that when people talk about their heritage these days, especially the Irish, and you bring up, people are like, you have an Irish show? You know,
right.
I go, well, what's Irish about it is it's me and my brother, and we have, you know, we're introducing young voices, new voices to the community. But many people associate the Irish stuff with stuff that's stuff my dad likes or my mom likes. Mm. That's old people stuff. And that's not the case. So
I think everybody likes going out and going to bars and going, what better place? The Irish American Heritage Center has the best bar in town.
Oh, it's great. I do. I went up there with my girlfriend, and we had dinner at the Gale Street Inn, and then we went right over there and listened to some music.
That
it's a blast.
Is the Fifth Province pub? Is
the
that
Fifth Province?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, there's live music there. There's all kinds of other cultural events. There's the Irish Fest, which is obviously coming up, a great time. And we just want, my goal for the, you know, if I'm so lucky as to be chosen to serve on the board, is to just, fulfill the mission of the board and to also improve the financial condition of the Irish American Heritage Center.
Sure, right.
I have a history as a pretty successful fundraiser.
Sure.
So I believe I can bring a Rolodex to that to solve that problem. And then also just to bring back that spirit of joy and camaraderie. When I used to walk in the door, I just felt like I was welcomed, you know?
Yeah, oh,
and
absolutely.
I felt happy. You know, it was like, this is what it feels like to be happy, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that everybody who goes to the Irish American Heritage Center feels that sense of being welcome and feels that joy and that happiness. And that continues for, certainly for the rest of my life and beyond.
Yeah, the other thing I want to bring up is that I know that you are a film guy. Recently, we just heard the news that Illinois plans on slashing the Illinois film tax credit.
Ridiculous.
Which is a horrible idea.
Right.
But the Irish American Heritage Center in the past couple of years has served as a pretty popular filming location.
Sure.
Several feature films are shot there because originally it was a community college.
Right.
So whenever anybody wants to do like a high school comedy movie now, and they want to come into Chicago, that is the location of choice to go to because it's set up for that look, I guess. If you look through the hallways, it's an old school, which is cool. But I think I think that's one element that the Heritage Center has and that's bringing to the table that a lot of people don't realize is that it as a venue itself, it should be celebrated much more than it is.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you have a huge theater there. There should be sold out concerts and shows every night, theater, every weekend.
You nailed it. Every single night, that theater should be, there should be some great production up there that does the center proud and fulfills the mission of the center and really gives the members of the center their money's worth, something that they are going to enjoy and that they can feel proud of.
All right, cool. Well, Bill, I thank you for being on the show.
Yeah.
Once again, the event is Veterans in Transition. It's the Salute to the Veterans. It's sponsored by the Ancient Order of Hibernians, Chicago's Division I chapter. It's Thursday, July 2nd at 6, between 6 and 11 p.m.
Absolutely. Come
$20 on. Gets you in the door for the donation.
Suggested donation.
Suggested donation.
Yes. But go out there and support your local veterans. Bill, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The Hoolies Hoolie will be back with the Chancy Brothers after these short messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Welcome back to the Hoolies Hoolie on 1240 AM WSBC. We're live at Fitzgerald's. That was Bill Kelly, William Kelly.
Great. Thanks for him.
Always entertained by him. Fun to see him. I remember watching him on his TV show, Upscale Chicago.
Sure.
He tells me outside recently, right before he just left, that they're bringing that show back.
Very cool.
Under a different name, so that's cool. Now, let's get to the tunes, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so tonight we are joined by the Chancy Brothers. They've been playing Chicagoland since 2001. They have a shared love of Irish pub songs in the tradition of the Clancy Brothers, the Dubliners, guys like that. Please welcome to the stage the Chancy Brothers. Tonight it's David Chancy, Bob McNamara, and Joel Chancy. I'm sorry for butchering your name, Bob. I don't know how I butchered McNamara, but I just did.
Yep.
Welcome to the Hoolies Hoolie, gentlemen. You said there's no gentleman here tonight, but I think I'll disagree with that. Anybody who agrees to come out to Fitzgerald's with about four people in the audience is a gentleman in my book.
Yeah.
Well, we just want to point out that those four are all here to see Joel.
All right, Joel.
God bless them.
Nobody came to see David or I. So,
Now, how did you guys form this triumvirate tonight? Now, this isn't the whole clan, but it's a scaled-down version of the group. Who had the idea to start this group up and start going out and playing?
Well, you know, because we're brothers, so that's how it first started.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how this show started, too. Yeah.
By the way, you did mispronounce Chancy when you were introducing Bob. You mispronounced it as McNamara.
Bob McNamara.
Oh, you're right.
Bob Chancy, actually.
Oh, because you know why? Because he told me before the show that Ozzy McNamara, there's your shout out, who has tended bar at Duffy's Saloon, Duffy's Tavern, is your cousin, correct?
He is.
Common mistake.
All right, sorry, Bob.
That's all right. So all right. We started playing together again around 2001 after Joel got out of jail. David,
congratulations, Joel.
I don't know where David was, but when he came back, he had this brilliant idea to go out and play Irish music.
Yes.
And,
David didn't know where David was.
David didn't know where David was.
So tonight you have found yourselves in the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, so congratulations in that respect.
So we finally made it.
You made it. You're here. Yeah. And you'll be playing, you got Irish Fest coming up at the Heritage Center. That'll be the second week of July, correct? That's July 11th through the 12th. You guys are doing it Sunday night. You'll be entertaining the crowd there. You're playing the Cura in Glenview coming up pretty soon as well.
Yeah, next Friday we'll be at the Cura.
So next Friday night, you can check the Chancey Brothers out over at the Cura.
And then they're going to be playing the event that Bill Kelly just was pumping on the show, the Hibernian.
Ancient Order of Hibernians, salute to veterans.
Thursday, June 2nd at 6, they go on.
All right, excellent. So let's do a number. First song of the evening. Is it something we know? Is this an original?
Not a Chancey Brothers original, but I think it's one you know.
All right.
It's called Whiskey in the Jar.
Here we go, Chancey Brothers.
Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I was going over the far famed Kerry Mountain, met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. First produce my pistol and then produce me rapier. Stand and deliver for you, horrible deceiver. Hush a ring for the do for the da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Counted out me money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I gave it to me Jenny. She smiled and she swore that she never would deceive me. Devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Hush a ring for the do for the die. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Went to me chamber for to take a slumber. Dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. Jenny took me charges and she filled them up with water. Sent for Captain Farrell to be ready at the slaughter. Hush a ring for the doom over die. Back for the daddy o, back for the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Come on, Joe.
Early in the morning, before I rose to travel, guards were all around me, and likewise Captain Farrell. First produced my pistol, for she stole away me rapier. But I couldn't shoot that woman, so a prisoner I was taken. Hush a ring for the do for the da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, it's me brother in the army. Hear that he is stationed in Cork or in Killarney. If he come and join me, we go roving in Kilkenny. I swear he treat me fair than me darling's port to Jenny. Hush a ring for the do for the da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Hush a ring for the do for the da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Hey!
Yeah, Chancey Brothers. Right. Whiskey in the jar. Thank you, Fitzgeralds. Wonderful. I know that song from Thin Lizzy does that song as well, which is everybody does that song. And tonight we heard it from the Chancey Brothers. Thank you for doing that. Do you guys want to do another one? We can go to a commercial break or we can go right into it. Your pick here.
Sure. We'll do another one.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's what we're here for, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. To introduce you to our young audience listening out there in radio land somewhere. They're so young, they don't even know... what Irish music is yet.
Yes, they do.
We got the tambourine coming out, and we know it's going to get wild.
Oh, yeah, you know it's the real deal now. All right, this one's called All For Me Grog.
All right.
Well, it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for my beer and tobacco, for I spent all of me pin on the lassie's drinking tin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And where are me boots? Me noggin' noggin' boots. They're all gone for beer and tobacco. All the soles are all worn, and the heels, they all are torn, and me toes are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for my beer and tobacco, for I spent all of me tin on the lassies drinking tin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And where is me shirt, me noggin, noggin shirt? It's all gone for beer and tobacco, for the sleeves are all worn and the collar is all torn, and me tail is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for my beer and tobacco, for I spent all of me tin on the lassies drinking tin. Far across the western ocean I must wander, and I'm sick in me head, I haven't gone to bed since first I went to shore from me slumber. For I spent all of me dough on the lassies, don't you know. Far across the western ocean I must wander, and it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for my beer and tobacco, for I spent all of me tin on the lassies drinking tin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. Beer, 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 tindy beer, 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 tindy beer, 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 tindy beer, beer, beer. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink, and he made it out of hops. Well, he must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tindy beer, beer, beer. The Curtis Bar, the James Pub, Fitzgerald's as well. One thing you be sure of, it's Charlie's ale they sell. So all you lads and lasses, at 11 o'clock we stop. For 5 short seconds we remember Charlie Mops.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. And Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 beer. A barrel of malt, a bushel of hops, you stirred around the stick. The kind of lubrication to make your engine drink. 40 pints of wolves a day will keep away the quacks. It's only 1 1/2 penny and 2 6 in tax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. And Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tindy beer, 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 tindy beer, 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 beer. The man of Charlie Mops, hey!
Yeah, the Chancy Brothers, live at Fitzgerald's on the Hoolies Hoolie. This is 1240 AM. Want to remind my listening audience that the show is sponsored by Fitzgerald's. And if you are listening in the car tonight, head on over to see Sonny Landreth in the broadcast tonight at 9 p.m. It's $20 at the door. 25 at the door, and 20 in advance, but that doesn't matter because the show will be starting an hour after this show airs.
That's right.
So check out Sonny Landreth in the broadcast at Fitzgerald's.
All right, hold on.
It's actually tomorrow.
Oh, you got that wrong, Pat.
Saturday, June 6th.
I forgot.
It's Saturday, June 6th, Sonny Landreth and the broadcast this Saturday night. Also, the Hawks will be on TV here at Fitzgerald's for those of you who are Hawks fans. They put the big screen out in the
sidebar. Very cool.
Yeah, in the tent. So that's a lot of fun. Chancy Brothers, I thank you guys for doing the show again. I want to remind our audience that you can see them at A Salute to the Veterans, Veterans in Transition, sponsored by the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And that's Thursday, July 2nd. 6 to 11 p.m. at the Irish American Heritage Center. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and hear more music from the Chancy Brothers. We'll be back after these short messages.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back, 1240 AM, WSBC, Hooley's Hooley, live at Fitzgerald's. Give yourself a round of applause. Want to thank Isaac, our bartender, again. Take care of Isaac.
That's right.
And we're back with the Chancy Brothers, and let's go right into it. How about it, huh?
All right.
Here we go. What number are we going to announce with the name of the
song? We're going to do an old Irish Rebel song called The Broad Black Brimmer.
Awesome.
All right.
There's a uniform that's hanging in what's known as Father's Room. A uniform so simple in its style. It's got no braid of gold, no silver hat with feathered plume. When Mother has preserved it all the while. One day she had me try it on the wish of mine for years. In memory of your father, dear, she said. When I put the sambron on, she smiled through her tear as she placed the broad black brimmer on me head. Just a broad black brimmer with ribbons frayed and torn by the careless whist of many's a mountain breeze. An old trench coat, all battle stained and worn, and breeches almost threadbare at the knees. A Sam Brown belt with a buckle big and strong, and a holster that's been empty many's a day, but not for long. When men claim Ireland's freedom, no one shall choose to lead them. Will wear the broad black brimmer of the IRA. Uniform been worn by me father long ago, when he hit my mother flat out on the run. His uniform he wore in the little church below, when Father Mikey blessed the pair as one. And after truce and treaty and the parting of the ways, he wore it when he marched out with the rest.
And the best.
And when they bore his body down a rugged heather gray, they placed the broad black brimmer on his breast. Just a broad black brimmer with ribbons faded and torn by the careless wits of many a mountain breeze. An old trench coat, all battle stained and worn, and breeches almost threadbare at the knees. A Sam Brown belt with a buckle big and strong, and a holster that's been empty many's a day, but not for long. When men claim Ireland's freedom, the one shall choose to lead them. Wear the broad black brimmer of the IRA. Just a broad black brimmer with ribbons frayed and torn by the careless wits of many's a mountain breeze. An old trench coat, all battle stained and worn, and breeches almost threadbare at the knee. A Sam Brown belt with a buckle big and strong, and a holster that's been empty many's a day, but not for long. When men claim Ireland's freedom, the one shall choose to lead them will wear the broad black brimmer of the IRA.
Yeah. Chancy Brothers live at Fitzgerald's. This is the Hooley's Hooley on WSBC. How about that, huh?
Little Rebel song for you.
I love the Rebel songs. Hey, I want to bring up something. We spoke about festivals at the top of the show, and one
That's
of the best festivals all year round that I always get amped for is right here at Fitzgerald's nightclub. It's the 34th Annual American Music Festival, and that's hosted over the 4th of July weekend here at Fitzgerald's.
Yeah,
and for those of you who've never been to it, boy, come check it out. There's 40-plus bands. You know, it's on three different stages. There's food, and it's a very family-friendly event. This year, Joe Ely will be here, the Waco Brothers, a bunch of Zydeco bands. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be very cool.
My first experience was checking out Dave Alvin of the Blasters one year, and that was... killer.
I remember you coming home and being like, oh, it was so awesome.
It really was. It was, yeah. It was such an experience. So bring your family out to Fitzgerald's for the 34th Annual American Music Festival. That's over the 4th of July weekend. Tickets are on sale now if you go to FitzgeraldsNightclub.com. So Chancy Brothers, you got one more in you. What do you guys think? Let's do another one while we're hot.
Yeah. So this is a good segue because we were talking on the break that... if we're in Fitzgerald's, we should do something that would be played at Fitzgerald's.
Yeah.
Sure.
So the Chancy Brothers, we are Irish Americans, much like yourself.
Yeah.
So we
sure.
do we do a lot of other stuff beside Irish music, and we're going to do one that's been played in this bar and this Fitzgerald's many, many times, but a song by the great Billy Joel Shaver.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Joe Ely on the wall, and he's done this song. He's one of my heroes. So
yeah.
We're going to do a song called Live Forever.
All right, this is Live Forever and the Chancey Brothers.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like you always told me. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like these songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't let them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. I'm gonna live forever now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Stars fall from the sky. Remember, someone really loves you. We're loving forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
Yeah.
All right.
That was the Chancey Brothers.
Thank you.
We're gonna take another break, and we'll be back with the Chancey Brothers for a couple more songs after these messages.
Big
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicago. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
And we're back, 1240 AM. This is the Hooli's Hooli live at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. Welcome back to the program, and thank you to everyone who's listening. I want to thank Fitzgerald's again. I want to thank the Chancy Brothers. Now, you guys did a song there that was, you said Joe Ely has done that song. He'll be here at Fitzgerald's for the American Music Festival.
Absolutely.
You'll
be here? Yeah.
How many times have you been to Fitzgerald's? This is a legendary nightclub. Have you been here in the past?
I have been here. You speak of Joe Ely. I have probably seen him here at least 20 times in my lifetime.
Wow.
So. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, he's been
so
here.
So I
have
no
times.
Idea how many times
I've Yeah. Well, that was one. What was that song again we just heard?
Called Live Forever by Billy Joe Shaver.
Yeah. All right. And we got time for one more here, so we're going to do another one.
Two more.
Two
we
more?
Got time for two more.
Oh, all right.
Well, we were talking through the break about what we were going to do, and let's do a song called The Irish Rover.
This is The Irish Rover, and this is the Chancy Brothers.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the coast, Cale Coast. We were sailing away with the cargo of brick for the Grand City Hall in New York. With an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
was Barney McGee. From the banks of the Lee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone. Hey, there was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dole. And your man, Mick McCann, from the banks of the Ban, was a skipper of the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rag. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of Onan Eagle's tail. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs. 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million of the blind horse's height in the whole of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and their ship lost their way in the fog.
Big fog!
And the whale of the crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's own dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock, it nearly tumbled over. She spun 9 times around. And the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover. Of the Irish Rover. Hey!
Thank you.
Chancey Brothers live at Fitzgerald's on the Hooley's Hooley, 1240 a.m. Want to remind our radio listening audience, if you are out in your car right now, Fitzgerald's does have a show tonight. It's Sonny Landreth and the broadcast. That's at 9 p.m. and it's $25 at the door. I encourage you to come out and check out a legend in Sonny Landreth. It's always great to be here at Fitzgerald's.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Dan McGinnis, who's been on our show before.
That's right.
He's going to be coming back in town to Chicago. He's going to be performing at the Elbow Room Sunday, June 14th. That'll be with Dan McGinnis, and he'll have special guests Drew Neely and the Heroes.
Yep.
So to check that out, go to Dan McGinnis's Facebook page, I guess, or go to Blue Moon Swamp. You can find out all the information on that,
yep,
too.
Awesome. Blue Moon Swamp, for those of you who don't know, is... the Creedence Clearwater Revival
cover band. They're great.
Tribute band. Yeah. I don't think they don't want to be called a cover band.
Yeah, tribute band.
They're a tribute band.
And our good buddy Joe Kunkel's in that band too.
He is.
A little shout out to Joe there.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to wrap the show up here. Once again, want to thank Fitzgerald's Nightclub for being our presenting sponsor. Want to thank Big Guy's Sausage and our friend Brendan O'Connor. If you're hungry tonight, go over to Big Guy's. Get yourself a hamburger, probably the best darn burger in all of Chicagoland. And I want to thank Isaac, our bartender, again. Make sure you take care of Isaac, tip your bartender.
Also, next week we'll be here again, as always. I won't be here. You'll be here.
That's right.
I have a prior engagement. But we have Liam Durkin coming on the show.
That's right. Durkin will come on. He's a singer, and he'll be showing us his pipes. Want to thank the Chancey brothers. It's David Chancey, Bob Chancey, and Joel. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the program tonight.
All right, guys. Thanks for having us.
Want to remind everybody that you can go see the Chancey brothers at the Salute to the Veterans benefit put on by the Ancient Order of Hibernians and William Kelly, who was here earlier. And that's Thursday, July 2nd, at between 6 and 11 p.m.
That's right.
At the Irish American Heritage Center. Chancey Brothers, let's do one. Let's take it out.
All right. Well, this is a good closing number.
All right, good.
I was standing by my window on a dark and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling
for to take my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. So I told the undertaker, 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 please drive slow. For that lady at your hauling, well, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Rachel. Was a fast machine, she kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sightless eye, telling me no lie, knocking me out with those American thighs, taking more than her share, had me fighting for air. Well, she told me to come, but I was already there. Yeah, the walls were shaking, earth was quaking, my mind was aching. We were making it, and you shook me all night long. Yeah, 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 I said you shook me all night long. Working double time in the seduction line. She was one of a kind, she's just fine, all mine. Wanted no applause, just another call. Made a meal out of me and come back for more. Had to cool me down to take a look around. Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing. Yeah, the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching. We were making it, you shook me all night long. Yeah, 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 I said you shook me all night long. Knocked me out, I said you shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me.
Chancy Brothers.
You've been listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. See you later next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.